If the asteroid had crashed into deep ocean, some of the force would have been absorbed. Instead, it hits the shallow waters of the Gulf of Mexico, which instantly vaporize. In a fraction of a second, the entire asteroid disintegrates into the planet. Earth and rock also vaporize and are hurled skyward at 100,000 miles an hour. Behind them, 80,000 cubic miles of the Earth's crust explode from the ground. 500 miles from the crash site, the air temperature now reaches 600 degrees. Hot enough to boil away the water in the dinosaur's skin, which escapes in sudden bursts of steam. The fiery blasts suck every drop of moisture from the vegetation. Anything directly exposed to the blistering heat is simply broiled alive. Just 108 seconds after impact in the Gulf of Mexico, the bright streams of vaporized rock can be seen in the Pacific Northwest. From their cliff-top roost, a breeding pair of Quetzalcoatlus can see the glow of the fireball high above the horizon, 3,000 miles away. That's how big it is. Just 2 minutes have passed since the asteroid slammed into the Earth. The body count back near the crash site is immense. Surprisingly, there are survivors. Those lucky enough to be shielded by a mountain are spared the worst of the light and heat blasts. But three more waves of destruction are coming. On impact, boulders the size of buildings blasted into the air at supersonic speeds. But what goes up must come down.